Good Sunday morning, wherever you're tuned in from. Thank you for tuning in to Eagle FM this this wonderful morning. It's a Sunday. It's a weekend. It's when does the weekend start and when does it end? You know what? Never mind. And if you just tuned in, thank you for tuning in to Eagle FM and you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Just a quick reminder, it's a comedy show. So we're about to dive into some, comedy-ish things, starting from from what's happening in the world of politics, because that's where, I think we can all agree at this point that gone are the days of I'm not into politics, because even my, my soccer buddies that always saying saying to me that, you know what, one thing I like about soccer, there is no politics in soccer. I'm like, yeah, right. You so wish. Politics is in everything. Well, it's been proven by basically the 2026 World Cup for many, but pretty much, let's go with the 2010, 2010 World Cup? When did South Africa host the World Cup? That World Cup and the documentary that found itself on, it was in an accident. You know, Netflix just decided to make money off of the corruption that was taking place in FIFA. But anyway, that's dominating headlines enough. I'm here to talk about what's happening in the world of tech and the political aspects of what's going, of what's happening in the world of tech. But, before we get to tech, I just want to, I want an unpopular opinion about Nigerians. I know one of the biggest stereotype associated with Nigeria is scamming. Now, one thing about stereotypes is that they are 50% true and 50% false. So it's kind of like a 50-50 type of thing going on there. Now, why am I bringing up Nigeria just right at the beginning of my show? Because, Nigerians never cease to amaze me when it comes to the things that they are able to pull off. Let me repeat that. Nigerians never cease to amaze me when it comes to things that they are able to pull off with a straight face. Because you have to understand, pulling it off is one thing, but pulling it off with a straight face is a whole different thing. Now, in the 90s, a Nigerian man sold a non-existent airport to a Brazilian billionaire. You have to understand, this is an airport, not a parking lot, an airport. How do you fake an airport? At this point, that's a question that I can help asking myself, but it turns out, Nigerians, easy peasy. They will fake that. Is Nigeria even real? Now, before I start, offending my gamer friends who just use that as a revenge to cook the heck out of me in shipment. It's a Ned thing, you understand? Now, the thing is, that whole airport thing, you'd think that is the furthest one can go at faking stuff up. It turns out Nigerians can go further, and they proved that just a couple of days ago. Now, a few days ago, news came out that there's one gentleman in Nigeria by the name of Adeniyi Adeyemi Matthew, who registered, had all the right paper, actually faked paperworks, hence my faking airport type of, type of things. Really? The guys can fake airports and fake government agencies. Nigerian ladies, what are y'all faking? But anyway, moving on. Don't lose focus. And also clean minds, in the name of Karen, clean minds. Now, Mr. Adeyemi Matthew here, has been running an organization called, an organization in a very smooth and legit way that, according to the news. It also shocked the president. Now, why am I pinpointing why, why am I going straight to the president instead of a specific minister or ministry? Well, because the name of that organization was Presidential Foreign Intervention Promotion Council. It starts with presidential. How the heck did he not know? It starts with presidential. And he had his own office. Now, the videos on social media will just, add a certain je ne sais quoi of laughter to the whole story. It wasn't until a few days ago when the Nigerian government realized, hang on a second. This is, something is fishy here. This organization doesn't sound right. Let's look at the paperwork, and they looked at the paperwork, and they looked very legitly faked. That's a fancy way of saying they managed to fool a bunch of officials, especially in the Minister of Finance, to the point of almost giving them $950,000 in budgetary allocations, almost. Now, I want to do this article justice in the name of me respecting, respecting my Nigerian brothers and sisters. Why is this article in English? Look, if I wanted to read this in English, I would have read it from Africa News, because that's where I found it first, last week. I came to BBC so I can read it in Pidgin. I'm going to find this article in Pidgin, for the sake of, Nigeria. Oh, no. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. I don't have time for a break. Ha! Got it. I love the English for having... Oh, no. This is some serious disappointment. Because the pigeon now from the low. Yeah. Disappointed by BBC and the pigeon guys. Very disappointed. Because they have everything in English, which is embarrassing. Now, how a fake presidential council ended up with a budget of almost $1 million in Nigeria. Here is the story. How did an organization with government officials, civil servants, and a line in Nigeria's national budget turn out to have no legal basis for existing? Yeah, Namibians, I picked this story because you know how our government is telling us here, go out there and create employment. Hey, this is a brilliant idea. Bro had civil servants. I don't know how those people were hired considering the organization itself is fake. But anyway, he had civil servants. With a payroll, from the look of things. Now, for March of 2025, nothing set the Presidential Foreign Intervention Promotion Council, PFIPC, or PFS, whatever the heck that means. Now, apart from many other agencies that make up Nigeria's federal bureaucracy, look, just let the man run his organization at this point. Because he created employment, clearly created employment, more for himself. Just, make it legit and make sure that the people were hired were not just a bunch of his camborotos and siblings and, just make sure that they're hired accordingly, according to, merit, not married. Turns out that there's a thin line between merit and married. But anyway, for March of 2025, nothing said the Presidential Foreign Intervention Promotion Council, PFIPC, apart from from the many other agencies that makes up the Nigerian federal government. It presented itself as a body created to attract foreign investment. Think NIPDB. Now, NIPDB, you all didn't think about it, outside the box. Actually, NIPDB, you guys thought inside the box of the law. The Nigerians here, as always, have pioneered a way to think outside the box of foreign investment, attracting foreign investors. And the Epstein files showed us that foreign investors means a lot of people with a lot of money who may or may not be just a bunch of pedophiles. So just vet accordingly, which is why I say it may or may not be, because there are others that just have a whole lot of money and they didn't want anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein. One of those people I respect, I think it's one guy that runs a high-end textile industry. And I'm not sure if they make, I think they make handbags for women. And the company is either Italian or French. That guy earned my respect because he rejected Jeffrey Epstein's, appointments that he tried to make with him. And at some point, Jeffrey Epstein showed up to one of the events hosted by this company, and just in a very sleek way donated, I think, about $500,000 US, or it could even be more than that. You know what that company did? They sent that money right back. They told him, you know what? Because at this point the company was dealing with some financial issues. Now the guys told them, the representatives of the company, especially one gentleman, told him, you know what, buddy, we may be having some financial issues, but we are not going to take money from someone who is molesting children. They withdraw the line. Now, as we have seen from the Epstein files, a lot of people did not draw the line. They were like, you know what, as long as I'm making money, molest children, women, kids, you know, just as long as I'm making money, I don't care. And I'm like, Jesus, we live on a broken planet. Yeah. Anyway. So back to the PFIPC. It's just a PF away from IPC. Think outside the box in a PDB. Now, anyway, here is what this organization had. Career civil servants were assigned there, and they ran websites on the government officials. .gov.ng. It's like me running a fake government agency that has a website that ends with NA. You know that this is legit. Except it wasn't. Now, it even won approval to hire more than 300 staff. Talk about creating employment. Think outside the box. At the time when a government had frozen public sector recruitment. Are you kidding me? This guy was so good at cooking his stuff. He managed to temporarily unfreeze the government recruitment so that they can just recruit for his organization, which was fake the whole time. Now, the website has been taken down from the look of things, but their Instagram account as of 6 days ago was still up and running. The Director General, one heck of a title that Prince always remember. If Nigerian is most likely going to have Prince at the beginning by title. Now, Prince Adeniyi Adeyemi Matthew. Adeyemi Adeskemiu with my agency, Matthew. Prince Adeskemiu Adeyemi Adeniyi Matthew. Ade start my own government agency if y'all no go hire me. I want to meet this guy in person. I just wanna, some advice on how to start a fake government agency. Now, the thing is, that got me thinking. Are we sure we don't have, look, we've been through this, not the government agency. We've been through ghost teachers and ghost, is it police officers, ghost government officials. Let's just put it that way. We've been through a list of, things like that, ghost government officials. Now, the question is, if we have ghost government officials, are we sure we don't have ghost government agencies? You know, just saying. Now, anyway, that prince of Niger met cabinet minister, you know, met cabinet ministers, financial regulators, and the head of Nigeria's anti-corruption agency. That's my favorite part. And foreign diplomats. He was there. Look, clearly the man was just okay. He was working. Let's face it. He was working better than most government employees at this point. Now, because if you have to fake it till you make it, people that fake it work harder than people that are not faking it. Oh. Now, the next part of that statement, if I make it, I'll get fired. Now, because I like money, I'm not going to make the point. Now, anyway. Yeah. So, he met the leaders of anti-corruption. The guys that were supposed to be fighting corruption, which is clearly what he was doing, he met them and had meetings with them and met with foreign diplomats, made all types of appointments. And here's the thing. You're telling me the government had no clue this agency was fake. Really? Now? Really? It's like my girlfriend showing up to in front of her family members and my family members pregnant and then telling them that, you know what? I have no idea how this happened. I mean, I'm pregnant, but as to what transpired to bring about this pregnancy, I have no clue. Right, right. And to be fair, if you show up, I'm a comedian for a reason. Humor runs in my family. You show up with a story like that, your own father-in-law is going to write a script on you. And before you start saying, you know what, I'll just see my mother-in-law. Oh, believe me, she's worse. She is worse. She's not very good at showing it unless you know her personally, but when she starts cracking jokes. Oh boy, she's better. Way better. So, the head of a fake government agency met cabinet ministers, financial regulators, the anti-corruption, foreign diplomats, and no one had any idea that this organization was fake. First of all, it's a good thing we have consultations here in Namibia. Clearly, that's one of the reasons why it's a brilliant idea to have consultations in your country. I'm assuming they have that, but clearly, judging by the fact that someone was able to run a fake organization, government organization, with a government domain, it's either the man is really good. Now, there are three options here. It's either, there are only three ways this is possible. It's either one, a bunch of high officials in the government knew what they were doing and they just wanted to use that organization to steal money. That's one. That's a possibility. That's one possibility. The second one is that it's either the Nigerian government is terrible, terrible. They don't have the system in place to detect fraud, which I have a problem believing because I believe they do have a system like that. And it's either now the third option is that it's either the man is so good at lying he managed to fool the Nigerian government, which is now the second two options are very scary. Actually, all three of them are scary. But I'm going to go with the first one. There are officials in that government that knew what was going on. They just want to use that organization to steal money. Speaking of which, our Ministry of Fisheries that was used to steal fish and money, aka fish rod. Just how real was that ministry? considering the people involved in the whole scandal was the Minister of Finance, not the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Fisheries and the Minister of Justice, and the who also happened to be a former Attorney General. Oh, man. Yeah, that Ministry of Fisheries was fake. And actually, it was faked in a so amazing way that it was backed up by an act. Chai, Nigeria, step out of the way. Namibia, turns out we are better at faking. Y'all can fake government agencies. We can fake an entire ministry and use it to steal fish and money and more fish. And money and more fish. Well, you get the picture. So, we'll just wrap that up before we move on to something different on the other side of the theme song.
This morning, I checked the pot. Yesterday, food finish. Today, pot day hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pot. Steam they come out. I close the lid. Pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning, in no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun, no escort. My shoe they open mouth, the soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them, so you no go vibrate. I reach work, my oga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise, hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime, everybody job, I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate. God forgive me for that jest. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Overdue. Teacher put my child out of class, what I go do? I beg the teacher, give me 1 more week. She don't hear that one before, she don't even speak. Night time, I kneel down, whole family they sleep. I cry to God, quiet, the kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook, I say God go provide. She look at me, she look at pot, nothing there inside. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me. Nothing to show, something no they right. My neighbor they cook, the smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom! I know they give up, but Lord hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go work out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me.
This winter, Washamba Mall is turning your shopping into winning. Spend 200 Namibian dollars or more at any shop in Washamba Mall and you could win a 500 Namibian dollars shopping voucher every Friday. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win. Don't miss out. Visit Washamba Mall in Ondangwa from 3rd to 31st July 2026. Shop, enter your till slip with your name and number into the competition box located in the mall and stand a chance to win a shopping voucher from Washamba Mall. Don't miss our lucky winner live draw on Eagle FM every Friday from 1500 hours.
Grass is not greener on the other side. Now I'm back. Do you think we can take up from now? That was high school. That takes me back to high school. That's Whitney Houston and Akon, like I never left. Yeah, that's the man, by the way, who sang "Lonely." I'm so lonely. He has about 11 kids. You can tell how lonely a man is by the number of kids he has. Clearly, you can. Anyway, let's get back to the to Team Niger. So the Prince of Niger, Prince Matthew of Niger, it is apparently legitimately official said it's apparent legitimacy. Now I'm just, I need to put on my glasses for this one. It's apparent legitimacy, officials said, rested on the single forged document, an appointment letter claiming that President Bola Tinubu himself had made Adeyemi the council's director general. And when the president is making, is appointing people like that, isn't he supposed to do it public in front of the press? Again, I have so many questions. Now, investigators say the letter carried the forged signature of Femi with a very difficult name, who is happens to be the president's chief of staff and most senior aide. Forged signature. Now, look, I understand the paperwork, but there's a reason why we have official opening, official appointment, official this. Oh, whoa, okay. I understand Post Noah is being substituted out of the ACC. Let's just make sure that the appointment of the new director of ACC is not one that resembles this story. I'm just saying, let's, Makasieker. Thank God Dwight is not here. Anyway. Now, the scandal has already grown beyond the question of one forged letter. Investigators are now examining how far the machinery of Nigeria state moved Adeyemi's on Adeyemi's behalf, and who inside is allowed who inside it allowed that to happen. Exactly. Things like that don't just happen willy-nilly. Someone inside there, beyond the prince himself, the crown prince of Niger himself, knows something. Someone knows something. Now, what do you do in a situation like that? Because now you have an institution. I mean, these are the things that are supposed to be brought into existence, at least, you know, with the Act of Parliament here in Namibia. Now, there's a reason why we have red tapes like that. You can call them red tapes. They make things sluggish, but, well, it's for transparency purposes, because, well, if you can do it without an act, then it's very easy. I mean, now, see, it's very easy to forge a signature. You can only imagine how difficult it is, if not borderline impossible, for one to forge an entire act. At least here in Namibia. Imagine forging an act of parliament. You'd literally have to perform a miracle. Because the consultations alone, first of all, you will have to bring it in parliament. You will have to bring it up in parliament. And then from there on deliberations, so from that, and then consultations. Drafting, consultations, and then back to parliament for deliberation. It's one heck of a long process. And it turns out that process is sluggish. That's the disadvantage, but the advantage is it stops people that are creative, like yours truly here, and the prince of Niger, from starting government agencies just like that. Now, like I pointed out on Friday, I know, I'm well aware that I'm looking at this whole thing from a Namibian perspective, but this comparison is helping me appreciate the systems we have in place here at home. Because from the moment I came across this story somewhere around Thursday, I can't help but, I started looking at how things are done in terms of starting an organization of that caliber. No. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but in Namibia, because for one, Prince of Niger here met with government officials who include some of which include whom of which included cabinet ministers, financial regulators. One or two of these guys should be in parliament, and if there was a parliamentary deliberation on starting an organization of that caliber, they should have known. So clearly, something is very fishy here. Not the fish rod guys. I mean, but the bottom line is, something is fishy. Someone, somewhere, knows something. But still, shout out to Prince Adeyemi, Ade Faken organization, Adeni Matthew. Just look that guy up and see his office. Now, his office setup is very patriotic. First of all, you have a Niger flag on his desk. He's telling you how dedicated he is. And he has a printer in the corner. It's just showing you how dedicated he is at... hang on a second. Is it possible that's the print that's used to fake the signature and everything? People have no idea how easy it is to fake a signature. Like, it's that easy. It's... All we need is artistic. The passion for artistic expression. And you can do that, including a stamp. By the way, it's not that hard. not just using technology, just a simple pen and
cheese.
I'll make an excellent criminal. Except I don't have the muscles to survive, you know, prison. So I just decide, you know what? I'll just be a law-abiding citizen. Plus, if you look at the way that, cases are postponed, you'll be celebrating there behind bars. You're like, you know what? The case is now, you know, my case is now going to be heard. Maybe I'll make bail. You get there, the investigators the prosecution will be like, Your Honor, can we ask for, can we just postpone the case? The investigation is still ongoing. We still need to gather more information, on this case. For the sake of justice, Your Honor, for the sake of justice. And your case is pushed to September. And then from September, it's now there's a, motion for continuation or whatever motion they keep saying. I mean, everything is motion for this and that. The next thing you know, if it's September, you are cooked. Because the next thing you are going to hear is, maybe this is, we need some times, my lord. We need some times. And your lord has already, by September, your lordship has already started making Christmas plans. And at this point, just make peace with the fact that your Christmas is going to be held behind bars. You're going to have, enjoy Christmas without having the privilege of picking soap in your own shower. My biggest fear. Now, Prince of Niger. Now, let's leave the Prince of Niger alone. Let's go for one song break, and we'll continue on the other side with a whole different story. How about we go a little local, and then we go to Switzerland? Switzerland has something awesome going on. And then, Switzerland and Turkey.
The young cast, last, now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo.
You go bow for the result, nothing to discuss, cause I get winning by default and without any doubt, though. I'm a me happy at all, though. I no go feed take your insult,
I go punch you in the face, so I go just run. At this point, I may as well just move to Nigeria. Everyone is planning on going to Europe. Am I the only one who is planning on just if I have to leave Namibia, I'm either have to go to Niger, but the problem with Niger is electricity. Niger. Love the language, by the way. I love pidgin because 90% of the time when I listen to the music, I have to look at the lyrics for me to know that this song was in English. The whole time the song is in English. Pidgin, but still English. Let's look at this example now, shall we?
You
go bounce for the result, nothing to discuss, so, cause they win by default. You the win by default. That is the song that, I think that's the song. This is the song that Prince Adeyemi was playing when he was, after getting all the documents for his fake organization. Are the win by default.
Nothing to discuss.
Cause are the win by default. Okay, I win by faking signatures, but you get the point.
I'm a man, I'm a
Imba izvezipiri loyekereza mikwaye mwiyencha kukona kunolofaza kwankufisa hamochwalo ni mata amskavana kale kana mitukserize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane liseverezo zezvezipiri ze kakulifafela mashilling ali kana 36 na million dollars kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesfa fasi yetatama 5% machipisa hamngotsari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamngotsari kwelize sirela 25% machipisa hamngotsari kwelize lishimiperi muketeri kwelizo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezewo imba imiswalezi fama chipisa. Imba, tokubukanili fasi kaufela. Mwipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu, kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Ade win by default.
Hey, nothing happened to my music.
Nika churu wa churu, mama why don't you send me su? Why you say I did nothing for you? If I do anything you want me to do. Why you say I did nothing for you? If I do anything you want me to do, maybe another time, maybe another life, you will be my wife and we'll get it right. Young class, last, last. Now everybody go chop breakfast. After you say bye bye, yo. Bye bye, yo. To the love of my life.
Nope, no pare, I the win by default. Let's go a little bit soft with August Green, where I found myself. A 2 minutes and 18 seconds song, really short. For some reason, I ran in on social media. And it's very soft and weekend-ish. And stay tuned, because when we come back on the other side, we're going Namibia to Swiss, Switzerland and Turkey. Actually, let's just gonna go to Switzerland because my, okay, no, wasting time here.
Oh, I'm tired of who I was, same old doors, the same old ride. Every mirror felt too loud. Didn't like what I saw now, and something changed. I can't explain. Right here, I found myself again, and the light I was missing then. Happy peace that I let go brought me back to who I know. Right here, I found myself again. Took a walk with nowhere to go. Let the silence take control. All the weight I used to hold felt so small out in the open. And for the first time I felt alright. Right here I found myself again. Every piece that I let go brought me back to who I know. Right here, I found myself again. No more running from the feeling, no more hiding in my head. All the things I thought I needed, let me hear instead. Right here, I found myself again. And the light I was missing, and every piece that I let go brought me back to who I know right here.
found myself again.
And in local comedy, you know how they say that one man's loss may be another man's gain? Well, it turns out that is very, there's no place where that is more true than in politics. Because, see, a certain individual was just chilling there, chilling somewhere there by LPM, you know, trying out the politics, and then, you know, just served a couple of positions, and then I was like, you know what? This thing ain't no go work, So I decided, you know what, where are things working? Brody just decided to take off his shoes and then went on your mark, set, ready, swapo. Sorry, on your mark, set, ready, go. And then he swapped his way into swapo from LP. Now, his thing, one thing I like about politics is, look for greener pasture. Clearly, that's one thing I'm concluded here. I'm concluding here because one thing I have seen is, I've seen people go back and forth in between different political parties, and some decided to basically start their own political party. And I like the freedom that people can actually do na reverse and then go back and forth in between different political parties, having the options of either, you know, of changing political parties and or starting your own, and the instructions on how to start one are on the ECN website. I mean, how transparent are we as a country? We're amazing. We really are amazing. I didn't mean to snort on it, but anyway, it's just switching parties. SWAPO Secretary General Sophia Isaningwa on Saturday welcomed former SWAKO Pond Mayor Blasius Garoseb from the Landless People's Movement, Independent Patriots for Change, Erongo Regional Mobilizer. Look, the authors of our national anthem, when they say land of the brave, they weren't joking. They were just, you know, they hit the nail on the head, or the head on the nail, whichever. Bottom line is they hit the head. That's a terrible analogy. So right now, LPM and IPC are going, you know, we have lost an angel, and SWAPO is like, we have gained an angel. I'm glad there are not a lot of colorful letters involved in this transition, like the previous one, especially, you know, with, you know, in, especially with LPM, because the previous guy that at least I remember that left LPM, there was a lot of exchange of diplomatic, you are this and that in form of press, conference and letters. Don't get me wrong, as a comedian, I like things like that. But when everyone is celebrating and no one is writing colorful letters, calling each other colorful names, it's a little boring. Now, this right here is what I call political shifting cultivation. It's like shifting cultivation in agriculture, but this one is in politics. You know, shifting cultivation. But the goal is the same for the shifting cultivation in agriculture and the one in politics. The goal is to have a greener pasture at the end of the day. Life is cruel, isn't it? Actually, it is beautiful depending on how you look at it. You have the choices, you have the options and all that, but anywho, right here, I found myself again. From IPC and LPM to SWAPO, right here, I find myself again. looking for a greener pasture. All together now, what do we call this? Political shifting cultivation. Not agricultural. Mm-mm. Political shifting cultivation. I'm patenting that. Don't you dare steal it. So, moving on with the next part of actually my favorite part of this whole story. Now, I like tech discussions. Now, a few weekends, a few Sundays ago, maybe one or two, I did talk about how Boris Johnson, maybe, you know, after leaving the world of politics, now he's broke, decided to write a book, which is a genius. Which is a genius, you know. You know, when you are in a political position, at least you have a couple of people that are interested in using the power of that position you hold to for their own interest. And you can exchange that, you know, your services for a fee, of course, you know, underground. But when you are out of that position and you don't have power anymore, well, people are not going to bribe you. Like, what are they going to bribe you for? So you have to be creative in a way that in making money. So Boris Johnson decided to put together a memoir, and in his memoir he was claiming that he found listening bugs, more like listening devices, in his bathroom. And he has a sneaky suspicion they were planted by the current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he visited him. But now, after listening to that and finding out that the man was a journalist, not Netanyahu, Boris Johnson, if I'm a politician and I'm not in office anymore and no one is coming to bribe me for me to make money anymore, and I decide to write a book, I'll figure out fancy ways to market that book by cooking up things, for example. Like, of all, look, finding listening devices in the room, one thing, but the bathroom? Really? Does the Israeli Prime Minister really like to? Now, it's either Boris Johnson's bathroom sessions are pure MP3 music, or the whole thing was cooked up for him to sell his book. Whichever is the correct one, is still impressive. If you can have a diarrhea that sounds like an MP3 music, like Avicii's Levels, then That's some interesting diarrhea that needs to be studied by science. You know, very stinking good music. Now, why am I bringing that up? Well, it's because something to some degree similar to that has been alleged coming out of Switzerland. And this is actually very serious because a case has been filed. A case has been filed by the founder and former leader of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. That man's name will never stop sounding funny to me. Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, says routine security inspection found a covert listening device in his home office in Geneva, according to a Bloomberg report. Now, the 88 years old has filed a criminal complaint against persons unknown. I'm assuming he has a sneaky suspicion that, you know what, who was the last person to be here? So when you were here exchanging all these nice pleasantries with me and we're having, I gave you my cigar the whole time you here to plant a listening device. Now, the device was reportedly discovered in his private home office close to World Economic Forum premises. Who planted it and when is unknown. And the complaint now puts the matter in the hands of the Geneva authorities. The discovery keeps a turbulent stretch for Schwab. He resigned as World Economic Forum chairman in April of 2025, after an anonymous whistleblower later accused him and his wife of misusing forum's resources. That's a fancy way of saying they may or may not have stolen money. It turns out, look, there's a reason why I started with Nigeria, because I didn't wanna, there's a reason why I decided to move from Nigeria to Switzerland, because I don't want people to start going, you know what, black people are this. No, it's not black people. It's the thing is, everyone wants an iPhone with two SIM cards, and everyone wants to have rupa, and those things are ridiculously expensive. And the easy way to make money to afford all this, one or both of these things, plus a very fancy holiday in the Bahamas and the Maldives, is how? Just start an organization and steal some money. And steal some money. Steal some money. Because you don't care. Steal some money. Steal some money. I just remember one of my favorite songs.
It's the remix, yeah. The remix, yeah.
So fly.
Akon, P Square, Mr. Maybe, Convict Music. First of all, you're the type of woman that stays on my mind. Walk down the street, every guy wanna jump on your behind. It's your seduction that makes sure that we stay in line. Sexual corruption, cause I'll kill anyone for your time.
Dina day him wa baby, who's supposed to live like family. Hey, I know the lie.
Know the lie.
There's nothing stopping me. She the feel my swag and I get money. I'd try my best to be somebody. Cause I'm living life. She's girl to make me higher, higher. I feel this baby. You no go believe this can I die, die. If you see this baby, tell him say
she must chop my money.
Ladies, you know, when I said earlier, and I say it all the time, that don't listen to musicians' lyrics. And okay, you know, listen to the music. Don't take any of it serious. Chop my money, cause I don't. He will care when you broke up. When you break up, he's going to care when you break up. He will care. Cause I don't care. He doesn't care now. And there's a reason for that. And we have been through this 1,000 times, but 1,000 times more. Anyway, let me walk you through this. Chop my money, cause I don't care. You have to understand which head is thinking at this point. Clearly not the one with brains. The head below the shoulders makes decisions like that. Because the head above the shoulders never make someone say something like that. You're welcome. Now, what's the difference? Oh, come on. Do we have to go through this all over again? Well, the difference is, Robin Williams, quote, every man was created, God created men with two heads, but not enough blood to run both of them at the same time. So, when one is running in full capacity, is running at full capacity, the other one sort of like goes in flight mode. So basically, when you are in the bedroom, the head downstairs takes all the blood so that it can function. When that is happening, the head upstairs goes in flight mode. So for the sake of your sanity, and to reduce disappointments, don't listen to a thing he's saying when you are in the bedroom. Especially promises. Yeah, don't listen to any of that. Look, we are heading towards the end of winter, and this is the time when a lot of people are Googling how to deny a pregnancy, not talking from experience, definitely not. So the thing is, when you tell your guy that you missed your period, and his first question is, how'd that happen? Look, he's not being ignorant. He's not being ignorant. And this is not me defending my gender. This is me explaining to you the biology. When he's asking how that happened, he doesn't know how that happened, because the head that was in operation, the head that had all the blood when the happening was happening, doesn't have any memory. It's a REM. Yeah. When the happening stops, the storage capacity is wiped clean. The thing is that when you will be telling him that, the head that will require processing and understanding the information was absent at the event that caused the happening. Hope you get the picture. And guys, I'm told we have condoms now. Please. Unless you are planning on putting diapers on your budget, just put condoms on the budget. It's not rocket science. It's either you put condoms on the budget, or you're gonna put diapers on the budget, or you're gonna put new running shoes on the budget, and then run. I don't know where you're planning on running to, because in case you didn't know, there are just 3 million of us, and the South Africans don't want immigrants, so the options are very limited. Very limited. Which is why, just do the easiest. Condoms, people. Condoms. Thank you. Chop my money, cause I don't know. No. He's gonna care when you say, you know what, I met someone taller than you. Show off.
I salt and stunt for you, you know I can. Fala baleko malole, omwele age pepe, jembe soro kilo shele. If you see her eyes, you no go believe, she's looking at me. Right eyes, if you see this.
For those of us that know what he means when he's saying, if you see her eyes. Right, sure. Let's stick to eyes. Like you're even looking at her eyes. Anyway, moving on. Back to the World Economic Forum story, and how the former head of and founder of the World Economic Forum, he and his wife had to resign in 2025 April because of allegations. That's what they like to call it, of misusing the World Economic Forum's resources. That's a fancy way of saying someone stole money. What do you mean for misusing resources? They broke an office pen. They took home an office chair. Oh, come on. How old am I? 10? But you get the picture. My favorite part is why I chose the World Economic Forum on this is these guys meet every year in Davos, and this is a gathering of the richest of the rich, so they can talk about how to solve poverty. What the heck? These guys have never slept with hunger. Now, I know what you... Now, that sounds... It makes sense in Timbukushu. Anarara nondara. they slept with hunger. It turns out in English, it sounds like you had someone in your bedroom called hunger. But that's not what it means. Now, it turns out the English equivalent of that is slept on an empty stomach. Get out of here. Now, anyway, just after that, you know, after that guy, after Klaus Schwab and, you know, resigned after he and his wife were accused of, quote-unquote, misusing company resources, misusing forum resources. We all know what that means. It's like Fischerot, but in Switzerland, and also, you know, private organization or something like that. And in case you didn't know, oh, this organization is well-funded. And the financiers are just multinationals, the richest of the rich finance that. So you can imagine they have a whole lot of bank accounts with a whole lot of money. So running one can be very tricky without, you know, developing a little lengthy fingers covered in glue. So 2025 April, Klaus Schwab resigns over allegations of misusing forum's resources. He and his wife. Now that's true love right there. If you are going to chop money, chop it with the love of your life from the look of things. Now, if you are not, if you, ladies, if she doesn't invite you on a heist, she's not yours. Ladies in Tura, if your guy grabs cell phones for a living and he doesn't invite you to go and join him on that operation, it's not yours. Because real men in, you know, invite their ladies in things like that. But anyway, in April 2025, Klaus Schwab resigned on those allegations. And what do you know? It turns out that same, you know, it would repeat itself again. The head of the World Economic Forum would resign again the following year. Just this year in February, World Economic Forum boss quits after reviews of Epstein links. Huh? Now, I understand the previous one, but this one is even more diabolical. The president and CEO of the World Economic Forum, Bosch Brende, resigned in February after a review into his links to the sex offender Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. So, one resigns over being romantic. One resigned over allegations of being a pervert. Same organization. Same position. That's not in Africa, by the way. Not in Africa. One is interested in his wife and money. One is interested in whatever the heck he was interested in that Jeffrey Epstein was up to. And we all know it was the man was up to nothing good. A little bit of music.
I'm not
And welcome back. We continue with Mind the Gap, and it's a comedy show. Make I not remind you? So, let's go back to Switzerland for a while. See, a few weeks ago, the dialogue, you know, the dialogue platform, and they are evil plans to basically meet annually and talk about how to navigate World War III. And last time I checked, we are not in one yet. Unless they are planning on starting one, then I don't get why they would have how to navigate World War III on their list, considering they are just a bunch of billionaires and army generals. Now, with that in mind, after that, after the dialogue leak, I'm pretty sure the guys that ran the organization, they were not very happy with that leak. And here is the founder of the World Economic Forum. He totally pissed to the point where he's filing a case against, whoever it is, the unnamed individual or group that bugged his home office. And here's my question. So you guys want your privacy, but you are advocating for technology that will take everyone else's privacy. you see the nonsense I don't like now. And this, again, the same bunch of guys that are advocating for pretty much, you know, for your lab-made meat, lab-made everything. They're not going to eat that, are they? Of course not. Of course not. And these are the very same idiots that are running around telling you and me that our firewood is is causing global warming. But they got from their fancy houses to our house to give us these lectures by getting into their private jets and then getting out of those private jets, and then they get in helicopters and then they get in SUVs to get to our house to tell us that our firewood is the problem. Dude, your SUV alone beats my firewood in carbon emission 10 to 1. Throw in your helicopter and your private jet and I should be lecturing you on global warming, not the other way around. Well, it turns out when you have money, you can do that. When you are broke, you cannot do that. When you have money, you can do that. So this is someone who is polluting the environment with their private jets and their fleet of cars and their helicopters, but I am the problem. My firewood at the village is the problem. Look, I'm all for the whole discussion of energy transition. But carbon emission reduction, ways of cooking, travel and all that. I'm all for that. I just don't like how we are having this discussion where people that don't have money are being told with the little carbon emission that they are producing that they are the problem. But people with all the money and all the carbon emission from their jets and fleets of cars, no one is telling those guys, can you just start flying commercial? Because we want to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide we're spewing in the air. And by the way, these are the very same guys that are, that are backing up military operations that are, guess what, contributing even more carbon emission to the atmosphere. But my firewood is the problem. Yeah. My kettle, you know, with the methane and that. Now you know why the BBB party in the Netherlands didn't listen to any of that crap. Because when they were told they have to reduce the number of kettle that they are farming with for environmental protection purposes, you can understand why they got angry. It's because there are a bunch of people that are contributing more to carbon emission and no one is telling them that to their faces. Why? Because they are sponsoring a bunch of initiatives. Does that give them an excuse to cause all the pollutions? And you know why no one is telling them that they are causing, they should also, well, reduce their pollution? Because if you tell them that, they are not going to fund you. So, if we are going to talk about energy transition and the carbon emission reduction, let's talk about that discussion on all levels, from private jets to my firewood. You can't tell me that my firewood and my 5 kettle are the problem. And the guy who is flying, you know, a private jet with a yacht and helicopters and all those, you are addressing him as sir just because he's giving you money for you to get to from your house to my house to tell me that my firewood is the problem. Now you know why you need comedians in society. Because can you imagine running an organization where you are financed by these guys? You clearly, well, don't bite the finger that feeds you. No, the other one is somewhat a little morally diabolical. Actually, it's not diabolical. It's just let's go with inappropriate. Now, so don't bite the finger that feeds you. It's very, 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 very simple. Mm. It's not rocket science. Don't buy the finger that feeds you. Now, for you who is not being fed by that finger, you can criticize that finger by pointing out the reality on the table. And the reality on the table is a very simple one. The reality on the table is a simple one. You do not get to get out of your private jet that has two engines and is spewing thousands of tons per trip of carbon dioxide. You don't get to get out of a vehicle like that and come and tell me that my firewood is the problem. I'm just saying I don't get the math. In terms of climate change, I don't get the math. I get the math in terms of financing. Don't bite the finger that feeds you. I get that part. In case you didn't know, comedians, what we do is we just like to start, we are very good at tossing a grenade and then leaving everything up to, whoever is listening. So, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Bro was cooked for that one. You will own nothing, Mister. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Found bugs in his listening devices in his home office, and he was not happy. And now we are looking at a bunch of his organization, a bunch of his homies. They want to put cameras everywhere and the bugs basically in every device to listen to everyone. My question is, if you want your privacy, what makes you think that I don't like mine? This is just nuts. Which is interesting because the content creates itself and I like it. And I mean, plus it's politics, so people don't like politics. At least I've come to learn that a lot of people don't like politics. Oh, I do. I do like politics so much because it's very easy to get content out of the political sphere because the content writes itself. It's just a bunch of fully grown adults making very dumb mistakes that would be excusable coming from someone in kindergarten. But these are mistakes being made by fully grown adults. So that's why I like to just take it and then fly with it. I get it. So, music time. Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. So, from Prince Adeyemi, I started an organization to Switzerland, to political shifting cultivation happening in this Republic of Namibia. I'm told there are people that go with the philosophy of I was born in this party and I will die in this party. And there are those that are going, you know what? I was born in this party, but if the grass is not green, goodbye. It's either I'm joining another one or I'm starting my own political party, which is actually interesting to look at. Like, where are these things going? As long as we just don't take politics in public office, that's just stupid. Leave politics out of, in public office is to serve everyone. Your political party, you leave that nonsense outside. You are there to serve everyone, irrespective of which political party they are from. So, if we can get that out of, if we can get that out of the way, would be fine. Otherwise, you can just, jump and, jump as much political parties as you want, start as many political parties as you want. But when it comes to saving the Namibian public, your politics has no space there. Unless you are Adeyemi. Now, I'm just looking forward to seeing how the Nigerian government is going to handle that. Are they going to dissolve that organization that has created employment? Someone has moved from a different apartment to a fancy one because they got a job. Someone has already taken a car or a computer or a phone or an account. Someone have already is already planning a wedding for the love of God because they got a job. You know, this is a fancy one from an organization that has presidential at the beginning very, very, very powerful organization. We work directly with the office of the president. Someone called their parents and told them, "Mom, I got a job." And mom was praying that, "Lord, thank you for answering my prayer." I had no idea the devil answered that one. Thank you for answering. I know you'll come through for me. I know you'll come through for me. Next thing you know, the organization is illegal. Come again. This life, no balance. But it will test the relationships, though. Imagine thinking that you are in love and then you lose your job and then you realize that, at least they were not in love with you. They were in love with your money. Or you were not in love with them. You were in love with their money. Ouch. This world is painful. So, music time. Mind the gap. Comedy with Helmed on Eagle FM.
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how. I'll never see that day. 'Cause I'm keeping you forever.
When I get older, I jump up to the sky and talk to the stars about you. When I get deeper, I dive to the bottom of the seas and get these pearls for you, baby. Cause I got one love, and I can love you for the rest of my life.
When I get deeper, I dive to the bottom of the sea and get these bells for you.
Imagine singing that for your girlfriend. You don't even know how to swim. Ah, yeah, get out of here. How are you going to dive if you don't know how to swim? Moral of the story, if you are going to walk up to your ex and tell her that you are history, you better get stronger first. You don't just show up willy-nilly. Get stronger and then you walk up to your ex. Which I don't highly recommend.
Sooner or later, I put a ring on your finger. Love you forever and after, and show you with my love. Cause you my destiny, my ebony, my ivory, on my piano keys. The reason why I travel through the seven seas.
Cause you are my love.
It was through this song, that's how broke I am. It was through this song. It was this song. This song. I'm not sure if it was this one. It was this song. This song is how I learned that, the piano keys are made out of elephant tusks. Hence, ivory.
I thought they were plastic. No wonder they're ridiculously expensive. The ivory on my piano keys. I was like, ivory? Piano keys? What does that match? Well, Google called me broke. Like, you broke idiot. Piano keys are made out of ivory. No kidding.
Love you for the rest of my life.
I gotta tell you this, I love you, I want you, I love you, I want you. Oh,
het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wereld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
sorry if you're wearing headphones. I didn't mean to sound like, you know, a dog being beaten. Don't do that. So we are 12 minutes into the, 12 minutes to, 12 minutes to the hour of one and the end of, I knew something was off. Anyway, we are 11 minutes left to the hour of one. That brings us to closer, not to the end yet, closer to the end of the show. But don't worry, we still have time. I think room for one more song and then sign off on the other side. So let's say goodbye in style with Wiz Khalifa with Our All Up, Our All Up. I won't if you owe someone money, especially if you did not invite me when you were chopping that money. If you invited me, I will roll up because we drank the money together. And that one is not a guarantee. But if you just chop the money alone and you expect me to roll up when the owner of the money shows up with a panga at your doorstep, no thank you.
I'll roll up. It's your anniversary, isn't it? And your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy gear luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. Cause shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin his chain. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex. I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rig, it's so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna catch on to us. That white sand surrounding us. He be handcuffing, he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I could put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say you in orbit.
Whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. No matter where I be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby.
Whenever you need me, I'll roll up. I'll roll up. Just don't go around screwing things up, guys. Don't go around doing that because unless you are somewhere in rural areas, in urban areas, you just don't go around screwing things up because I need 15 bucks to roll up and then 15 bucks to roll back, depending on where you stay. Now, if I'm in Havana and you live in Sempambasia, I need a whole 100 bucks for me to roll up and go back. Yeah, that's just a lot of rolling. Actually, you need more than that now. I eat a lot. You know, my relationship with food is very tight. So 6 minutes left to the hour of 6 minutes left to the hour of one. That means it's one Sunday gone, and today is the 12th. And well, I just looked at the calendar and realized that we are in basically in the middle of the month. We are nowhere near. Teachers won't. Not next week, teachers. Sorry. That other week, teachers and police officers. Holy cow, we still have, oh man. I almost congratulated you in advance, but yeah, that's not happening. So, one more. Let's sneak in one more. Winter is coming to an end. Let me just take a minute to give you to walk you through on how to deny pregnancy. The best way to deny a pregnancy is not give someone one. There you go. You thought I was going to go through a list. Just how desperate are you? Like, one heck of a tight situation to be in, especially if you're a side chick. That's not your Espiritu Santo for all the side chicks, and I'll just leave you with your anthem. I might have to stop it somewhere in the middle.
Baby, I know when we started out, it was things you didn't know. But baby girl, we got a lot of things we need to discuss. I know I'm asking for a lot, but just trust. You say that things getting old, sneaking around, creeping in love on the low. Now baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to let them know about us.
Yes, I thought that I could take it, boy, but I don't know. You told me you were gonna leave it for me long ago.
Somewhere out there is someone's husband saying that to some lady, and she's believing every crap of it. Are you kidding me?
Eventually I will, but I just gotta take it slow. Don't wanna break her heart, although I gotta let her go. So baby,
so please don't say you wanna give up. How do I tell her that I'm falling in love? And I know you waiting patiently for that. Touch, and when you call me, I don't wanna hang up. And I know I say it often, but I can't wait till we no longer have to lie about us.
Till we no longer have to lie about us. What lie, you may ask yourself, what lie is he talking about? We are together for the kids. I just married her, but I love you. Don't play with married men.
Baby, I know the situation don't seem fair to us both. But baby girl, she's an issue that I'm about to adjust.
Have you ever been insulted? She's an issue I'm about to adjust. She's an issue I'm about to adjust. Look, I'm not gonna do it. All I'm just saying is, if someone gets stabbed in the process because of nonsense like that, not to sound evil, but I think I will understand. Okay. This is supposed to be music time.
Don't mistake the love we make for just us.
You are my soul, mind, body, spirit.
I don't know what she is. The one that's being left now. When you are there chilling, you know that my husband is at a conference. Someone is plotting your... boy, relationships are painful.
All that I know, baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to tell the world about us.
First I thought that I could take it back, but I don't know. You told me you were gonna leave it for me long ago.
Eventually I will realize it. Take it slow, don't wanna break a heart, although I gotta let it go. So baby,
say you wanna give up.
Ah, when I'm with you, all I want is your touch. When you call me, I don't want to hang up. That's during winter. Come summer. Are you sure it was just me? There are these SMSs I found in your phone. I think that guy's also contributed a head and a few, you know, a few fingers to that baby. Okay, that's diabolical.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
This is a special edition of DW News.
NHB owns about you. That's what it would sound like in Afrikaans, right? Anyway, just a minute into the hour of one. That brings us to the end of Mind the Gap. Until next Sunday with yours truly here, Helmut. You'll have a good of what is left of the weekend. Can't say good weekend when Sunday afternoon. Goodbye.